107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Happy halfway through your spring break. Appreciate you spending the morning with me as we're going to be getting into this cloudy day. So yesterday we didn't know what we were going to get as far as storms were concerned. We were supposed to broadcast live yesterday from outside of Gazelle Sports in the Kalamazoo Mall, but we were expecting some lightning. That's what was being forecasted. So made the safe decision, MRC Industries made the safe decision to postpone the Kalamazoo Classic launch until next Tuesday. So next Tuesday, I will be outside of Gazelle Sports. We're going to be broadcasting 5 to 7 next Tuesday. And I want you guys to come out there because I'm actually training for my first ever 5K. I got to get into shape. I got to get locked in, man, because I'm less than 2 months away. It's going to be very interesting, but I definitely want you guys to come out for that Kalamazoo Classic launch next Tuesday, 5 to 7. I'll be outside of Gazelle Sports. Going to make up for yesterday's weather. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So there's a hockey fan here in Michigan, I believe. He might even be out of state, who found a very rare hockey jersey. And I'm super jealous of this. In the 107.7 RKR app, we have the story about this. He found a 1997 Detroit Vipers Stan Drulia jersey. Stan Drulia was the captain for the Detroit Vipers. Not only did he find the captain Stan Drulia, like, game-worn jersey, this is from the Turner Cup Championship. So back in 97 and 98, the Vipers went back-to-back in championships. They went to the championships back-to-back years. In 98, they did not win. They lost in Game 7 to the Chicago Wolves, I believe. In 97, though, they became one of two Detroit teams that won their championship that year alongside the Detroit Red Wings. So the jersey that he found, he actually found the jersey and the gloves up here on the 107.7 RKR app. You can see this. This is a really cool find. He definitely scored an away jersey because this was at the time where home teams were wearing the predominantly white jerseys with the coloring. This is like the full color jersey. So this is from an away game, and I actually found a video the Vipers gave to fan club or people who had bought season tickets. They gave this tape out after they won the championship that kind of highlighted the season and the championship run. And I included the video on the 107.7 RKR app. You can kind of take a look at it. But it's definitely an away jersey. And actually, Stan Drulia scores a goal in one of those games. So it's very possible the jersey he has was the one that Stan was wearing when he scored that goal. Here's the crazy thing about all this. Stan Drulia was actually my neighbor during the time he was with the Vipers. So he was in Rochester Hills for 2 to 3 years. And the day that he got signed and left for Tampa Bay to go to the Tampa Bay Lightning, we went and they were packed up and they were in their car. And I remember my mom driving by and we stopped and said goodbye to him because we had no idea. He was signed to the Lightning and then he was gone 2 days later. So they were all packed up. They're leaving. And then that was the last time we ever saw them. I'd still love to get a hold of Stan. That family was super cool. He was a really cool guy, and ultimately, this jersey is just a huge find. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 2003 was the White Stripes' fourth studio album, Elephant, and this one would gain massive critical acclaim and commercial success with their song Seven Nation Army winning the Grammy for the best rock song that year. And it's been listed as Channel 4's 100 greatest albums of all time, so if this album isn't in your collection, pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7. RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So scrolling through Facebook, you'll get random stuff popping up in your algorithm. And one of the things that's popped up for me over the last year is this elderly English duo named Pete and Bass. I think it's Bass or Boz, or I'm not really sure. I think it's Pete and Bass. Basically, these two English dudes, they were, I don't know if it was hanging out with their granddaughter or something, but their granddaughter really liked hip hop. So they thought it'd be funny to make a hip hop song, which is hilarious considering these guys are in their 70s. You know, they're old English dudes. And funny enough, they put this together and it just popped off. It blew up for them. Now these guys are super famous. They've got over 2 million followers on their Facebook, millions of followers on TikTok as well. They came here to the States in October to do a show, and they're coming back, and they're actually playing their first show in Michigan. And we've got the info on the 107.7 RKR app. If you've never seen these guys, it is incredibly funny how two older English guys are apparently rappers now, and two, how good they actually are at doing what they do. It's hilarious. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We are doing it. It is our Rocker Big Picks of the Week, and we got DJ back in the studio. Good morning, my friend.
What up, my dude?
Okay, we have a lot to get into because we're coming down to the last big basketball games for college basketball. We had to figure things out yesterday and how we were going to do this, because these games wrap up this weekend. So before we make our big picks, we're going to do a little recap of last week. UConn did end up taking down MSU. That was where their season ended. I did guess UConn on that one, so I score the point. Iowa sadly took down Nebraska. Jake was really bummed about that, so neither of us took the point there. Michigan crushed Bama 90-77. Funny enough, you guessed the correct Michigan score, and I guessed the correct Bama score. So neither of us could fully complete the job there for the extra point. However, the bonus point was if any team, how many teams would put up 100 points? You took the safe guess of zero. I thought I was going to throw the bonus away by picking one. And Arizona put up 109 against Arkansas. So incredibly, I got the bonus point, and I've tied it back up, and now we're even at 10-10. Unfreaking believable. I couldn't believe that even happened.
I mean, but what do they call it? March Madness?
Exactly.
We should have expected some madness at some point.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's get into our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. It's all college basketball, obviously, this week. No sense in talking about the Red Wings. Anyway, let's get things kicked off. First game, looking at Illinois versus UConn. DJ, how do you feel about this matchup? This is going to be exciting.
I mean, this is, in my opinion, the matchup for the runner-up.
Yes, exactly.
And that kind of sucks. But, like, then again, we just said, you know, pretty much anything can happen and madness could be ensuing. But I just don't see these two teams matching up against the other two that are across as well. But looking at this matchup individually, it's going to be a great one. I think UConn has all the pieces to win another championship and have success on the inside and play bruising defense and create turnovers. But at the same time, they've only played so many teams that are as complete and long and big and skilled as Illinois.
True.
So I think that will pose some issues. I'm going to take Illinois.
All right.
I think Illinois wins a close one. Very similar to the score you have there. I'm going to go 79-76.
Okay, I like that one. Yeah, it's going to be somewhat of a close game. I'm taking UConn on this one, though. I think UConn's going to make it to the finals. Illinois has had a hell of a season, too, and hell of a run in this playoff bracket. But I'm feeling UConn is going to be the team to make it to the runner-up status. I'll take them 81-78. Now on to the big game, one of the biggest games, if not the biggest game of the year. We're taking a look at this. Is you and I basically view this, whoever wins this game is winning the championship. U of M Arizona, easily Michigan's toughest opponent in the tournament so far, but we have seen U of M pick up the pace hardcore, and there was something that Mike Valetti said on our sister station, 95.3 The Ticket, about how U of M, and I think Rico brought this up too, is about how they can just turn into, like, they can make these insane point runs that you're not even realizing. Like, you're like, oh, they just put up 15 points. Like, yeah, they just put up 15 points just like that. So easily, Michigan can get off running, and it's like he said, man, if they want to take your head off, they will take your head off. If they're steamrolling over you, they're going to overpower you, and they're going to do it with ease. They're going to have to fight for this victory, though, and I see it being a very tough defensive battle between both of them. I'm going to take U of M to go to the championship by 1 point margin, 78-77. DJ, your thoughts?
Wow, that's a tight one. But for me, you hit on a lot of good points there. The big one is Yaxel Landenborg has played like the best player in the country.
Yeah.
He went from averaging 15 points to over 20. He's dominating the game on the defensive end, and he's asking his teammates to step up to his level, and a lot of them have answered so far. And then also, the big men are due for it, like a quality game.
Right.
Maurice Johnson has really fallen below his threshold the last couple of games. Ademara's had foul trouble recently. These guys are just due for one. Trey McKetty and Roddy Gale have been fantastic, along with Elliot Cadeau. It seems like Namari Burnett is this close to popping off as well. So I think this team really just has too many options to lose. But they do come into this game as 1.5 point favorites.
Yeah.
I think they cover. I think they win 91-88.
Yep. I'm feeling this team. I'm feeling that this is going to be the year that they take full advantage of this. And I see Blue taking it. So we're going to be taking different championship games. U of M versus Illinois. DJ, where is this going to land?
I mean, come on. Come on. It's Big Blue all the way. This one's so easy for me. I honestly think it's going to be even worse than the first time Michigan played Illinois. So I have I have Michigan winning big. I'm going to say 95-80.
Yeah, I'm picking a closer game just to play it safe, but I don't think there's any doubt. U of M, this is their year. They've been so good at adjusting to the way college basketball is played. They're so much smarter. Their staff is on point. Their coaching is on point. They've got the best team. They're a fun team to watch. They've been a fun team to watch all season, and it's going to be awesome to see them cut that net down, celebrate in grand style. I'm taking U of M over UConn, 87-83. DJ, we will see just what happens this weekend, but good luck with your picks, and we will see how this all ends up, and hopefully we're both right here. I really hope we're both right.
I mean, we can't both be right. We literally can't both be right. I mean, we can both be right about one thing.
And that's the only thing I care about.
I guess two things, yeah.
All right, 978-1077, caller 7. You're going to win $20 of Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets. DJ, good luck with your picks.
Hey,
we'll
good luck, brother.
To you next week.
Go
good
blue.
Luck.
Go blue.
1077 RKR. From the deepest corners and the darkest edge of Michigan, this is Weird Ass Wednesday.
I'd never heard of the Little Blue Man until recently, and this happened in 1958. Motorists around Elkton in Michigan's Thumb region started reporting sightings of a little blue man who was apparently a glowing figure described by many to look like a spaceman. It would mysteriously appear on rural roads and then just vanish suddenly. And it kind of reminds me of the Paulding light in the Upper Peninsula. But apparently this is a real thing that people were seeing. As time went on, sightings kind of grew more fantastic. And the stories that people were claiming, the man was like 10 feet tall. Others say he was 2 feet tall. One even stating that he ran faster than any human. So police started getting a little concerned because these, you know, these reports started coming up a lot more often. Well, the mystery is finally solved when three young men confessed to the prank. They were inspired by news reports of flying saucers. They created a costume from long underwear, gloves, combat boots, and a sheet with eye holes. That's never a good thing. And a football helmet with blinking lights, all spray painted glow in the dark blue after a popular song. I don't know what song they're talking about. This is way before Blue from Eiffel 45 came out. But yeah, one of the kids, he would fit in the underwear. He would hide in a ditch and leap out as a car approached, running along the side of the road to draw attention. And they would jump into the truck of the car. It's like a runaway car, basically. And they carried on this prank at least 8 to 10 nights over several weeks. The police ultimately left them basically with just a warning, like, don't do that again. But that's how the Little Blue Man got started in Michigan. I've never even heard of this thing until recently. And again, exactly why you don't want to be pulling pranks, especially today, April Fool's Day. You're not going to get off with a warning anymore. This ain't 1950. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. And I am so happy it's Wednesday because it means there's 2 days left until we welcome back Jake from Presidential Brewing Company back in the studio for first beer of the weekend. We get this kicked off at 9:35 every Friday. I would love for you guys to join us. We'd learn about what's going on at Presidential Brewing Company. It is now officially April, so their big party is going down in 19 days. So we'll learn more a little bit about that. Coming up this Friday with Jake, we'll also give you a $20 gift certificate. And it's going to be a good time as we get into our weekend just a little bit early on 1077 RK. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. So there's a lot of rock news to get into on the 1077 RKR app. They're wrapping up the March Madness rock and metal throughout the decades. They're on to the final four, and they've been narrowing it down, much like the basketball thing. They've been narrowing down the best bands, the best heavy metal and hard rock bands. Throughout the decades, the final four, it's down to Black Sabbath versus Metallica and Pantera versus Slipknot. You can get your vote in on the 1077 RKR app. In other news, Iron Maiden's Ed Fest in England, they've added Blaze Bailey, who was their vocalist for the X Factor and Virtual 11 albums in the late 90s. He's going to be playing his show at Ed Fest with his band. I've actually seen them. They came to Westland some years ago, but man, that guy puts on an awesome show. They also added Steve Harris's first band, Gypsy's Kiss, their current rendition. So you can read more about EdFest up here on the 1077 RKR app and all of the April birthdays that we're going to be celebrating. All the biggest rock and metal artists who are celebrating birthdays in April, Michael Paulson, RJ Hale, and they're both celebrating birthdays today. Of course, Mike Ness, Mike Starr, Sebastian Bach, just some of the names that are celebrating some birthdays this month. So you can get a look about who they are, what bands they play in, how old they're turning. It's going to be a big year for a lot of them. Just great that we still have a lot of these rock and rollers still alive with us today. And again, all this and more rock news up here on the 1077 RKR.